God calls us. I believe God calls each and every one of us. Are we listening, though? And then are we responding? He calls us ultimately to communion with Him, to a relationship of love and fidelity. So, how do we respond? I think a lot of times we're like Samuel, and we don't really know that it's the Lord that's calling us. We're not familiar with that voice. We don't recognize it in the moment. You know, Samuel sensed that he was being called for something, but he didn't recognize the origin or the purpose of that call. I think, you know, it's not easy to listen to God, because I think most of us recognize that listening to God can be kind of dangerous. It was for Samuel. You know, Samuel had grown up there in the temple, doing chores around the temple. You know, never probably thought about really listening directly to God. Earlier in that book of Samuel says, the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. So it's not surprising when a 12-year-old Samuel hears the voice of God while asleep that he assumes it's Eli. Three times he's called, and three times he goes to Eli and says, what do you want? Finally, Eli recognizes that there's something else at work here. And so he gives Samuel this perfect prayer. He says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. That's a perfect prayer for us. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. To be able to say that to God is maybe pretty easy to say that, but to mean it with all of our hearts, to be truly open to what God wants to say to us, is a little different. Once Samuel enters into that relationship of openness and love, his life is never the same. And it became harder, much more challenging. Tomorrow we celebrate Martin Luther King Day. You know, this year we're remembering the 50th anniversary of when he was assassinated. When Pope Francis went to the U.S. Congress to address Congress, he invoked the memory of several Americans, and Martin Luther King was one whose memory he invoked. The Pope said this when he was addressing Congress. He said, here too I think of the march which Martin Luther King led from Selma to Montgomery 50 years ago as a part of the campaign to fulfill his dream of full civil and political rights for African Americans. The Pope continued, that dream continues to inspire us all. I am happy that America continues to be for many a land of dreams. Dreams which lead to action, to participation, to commitment. Dreams which awaken what is deepest and truest in the life of a people. Pope Francis also has quoted Martin Luther King in some of his writings and some of his talks. Bishop Robert Barron says that reminds us that Martin Luther King is one of the pivotal figures in American history. Compares him even to some of our great presidents. For he awakened in us an awareness of grave inequalities in our cultural and political life, in our social life. He awakened our consciences to be aware of a grave injustice that existed in America. What now Bishop Barron says is that he engaged in what he calls provocative nonviolence. You know, in the 60s, there were a lot of people that were advocating for violence against the situation in America. It was either for civil rights or against the Vietnam War or all kinds of different things. There were many groups that advocated violence. And Dr. Martin Luther King was one of those who over and over insisted on nonviolent, provocative confrontation. Bishop Barron said that he knew how to turn the other cheek. See, turning the other cheek, as Jesus taught, is not an act of cowardice or acquiescence. It's not rolling over to the violence that's being done there. Turning the other cheek means to face the person with the violence that they have already done and to stand one's ground and to say and to help that person to see that this is not the path that one should take. If we return violence with violence, it only escalates. This is what Pope Francis wrote. He says, he's quoting the sermon of Dr. Martin Luther King in 1957. This is one of his writings. This is a quote from Dr. King. He says, "The person who hates you most has some good in him. Even a nation that hates you has some good in it. Even the race that hates you most has some good in it. And when you come to the point where you look in the face of every man and see deep down within him what religion calls the image of God, you begin to love him in spite of everything." And then in another place, he quotes that same sermon of Dr. King, and he says, "Hate for hate only intensifies the existence of hate and evil in the universe. To return violence for violence just intensifies it. If I hit you and you hit me back and so on, you see that goes on ad infinitum. It just never ends. Somewhere, somebody must have a little sense, and that's the strong person. The strong person is the one who can cut off the chains of hate, the chain of evil." So I just remember today Dr. Martin Luther King and the legacy that he left our nation. It's a legacy that stands up against oppression, but stands up against it with love, not with hatred, not with more violence, but with love. It's something in our society today that we could certainly use more of, to confront those that we disagree with or to confront those who are engaged in evil with love and compassion. To turn the other cheek and to face another in their injustice, to help them to see that that is not the path that is the right one to follow. Jesus, today we hear about him inviting John and Andrew to come stay with him. It's kind of an odd thing when they say, "Where do you stay?" But you see, their instinct is exactly right. They just don't want to hear about Jesus. They just don't want to listen to him. They want, above all, to be with him. If we're going to listen to the Lord, if we're going to listen to God, if we're going to be with God and let God be with us, we have to be a people of justice and mercy and love. So I pray that for each and every one of us. I pray it for our nation. I pray it for our community. That we might listen to the Lord and that we might respond with faithfulness, with love, with compassion, and with mercy.